Thank you very much for introduction. And first of all, I'd like to thank Leon and Shiomi-san and Fujimoto-san for organizing this very wonderful workshop. And my name is Masao Sato from Yukawa Institute for Cell Therapy, Fisk, Kyoto University. And today I'm going to tell about recent work on the non-harmation topological phaging. And this talk is based on the collaboration with these people. Actually, that's all the icons of this kind of program was sold almost 10 years ago. And at that time, so the, my collaborator is was Ken Taisaki. He was my student, my former student. And Kazuki Hasebe, he's my friend. And I also discussed with Mahito Komoto, he's the chair of the TKN number. And but so that eventually that I wrote this paper in 2011. But after writing this paper, I left this field for a while because so that at that time almost nobody was interested in this kind of physics. But so the recently so the, there are many papers appeared in the, this field. So the last year I decided to come back to this field again. And so the, now the, my main collaborator is so. He's Takumi Bessho, and he's my student. And Kohei Kawabata, and he's a student of Masahito Ueda. And my colleague Ken Shiozaki, and he's an assistant professor. And my postdoc, Nobuyuki Okumoto. Based on these papers, I will give a talk. And this is so the outline of my talk. So the, first, I'd like to explain why I consider this kind of problem. And then I'd like to explain the, so the, what is the non-harmation topological phages. Actually, so I'd like to explain the, so the difference between the non-harmation topological phages and the ordinary topological phages. And then I'd like to explain the, so the recent progresses. So first, I'd like to explain the, so the motivation of, the, of these works. Actually, the, so the, so the already more than 10 years has been passed since the discovery of the topological infiltrators. And now we know that there are many so the topological phase matters. And actually, we know that by controlling symmetry, we can realize a variety of topological phases. For example, we know that by breaking the spin rotation symmetry, we can now somehow realize the Myhrer fermion, even in SV superconductors. And actually, the, so the, just by considering the Dirac fermion coupled with the SV condensate, so that we can realize the Myhrer fermions. And actually, in this case, the Dirac fermion breaks the spin rotation symmetries. And we also know that so that even for the parabolic electrons, so we can realize the Myhrer fermion if you take into account the Lachibas spin orbit interaction and the Zeeman field. And in this case, this Lachibas spin orbit interaction it breaks the spin rotation symmetry. Actually, so the breaking of spin rotation symmetry is very necessary to realize Myhrer fermion in S-wave superconductors. And we also know that so by using crystal symmetry, we can realize a new state of matters. And for example, the, by using the grid reflection symmetry, we can have a new topological number, so-called the G4 topological number, and correspondingly, so that we can realize an interesting, maybe twisted surface state. Actually, the, so the, we already have a materialization of this kind of phase. For example, the Van Beek group at Princeton proposed this material and potassium mercury antimon. And actually, this crystal structure had a grid reflection symmetry. And correspondingly, I saw the, there appear the interesting hourglass surface fermions. And this is nothing but our Mabel twisted surface. So now we know that by controlling a symmetry, we can realize a variety of the topological phages. And today I'd like to explain so the non-harmation, non-harmonicity is a new promising direction to explore the novel topological phages. Actually, that we can consider the harmonicity as a kind of symmetries. And also the, we know that so the harmation are usually supposed to be harmation. So the, this assumption is not so obvious. For example, if you consider the open systems or the system with interaction with the disorders, we know that the case of particles excitation has a finite lifetime. So the, in addition to the real part of the energy, we also have an imaginary part. So we naturally have a non-hermeticity of the system. And this implies that so even with the original Hamiltonian in the Hermitian, the effective Hermitian can be non-Hermitian. So that we can naturally obtain a non-Hermitian Hermitonian even in the actual materials. And so we also know that the non-Hermiticity does not necessarily imply the instabilities. For example, by using the symmetry, we can keep the reality of the energy. So well-known example is the PT symmetry. And Carl Benda and the collaborator have considered this kind of Hamiltonian with the PT symmetries. And actually, they show that in the presence of the PT symmetry, we can show that the spectrum of the system can be real. For example, let's consider the Bloch equations. And in the presence of PT symmetry, we can show that we also have this equations. Since the PT operator is an anti-integral operator, so that we have E star here. And so that this implies that so that once we have an eigenstate with the energy E, we also have an eigenstate with the energy E star. So that this implies that so that spectrum becomes a complex impaired. Once we have a complex pair, once we have an imaginary part in the energy, so that we have a complex spectrum. So this also implies that the real energy, real part of the energy should be degenerate when it becomes complex. So we have this kind of constraint from the symmetries. So we typically obtain this kind of structures. In this picture, so I show that so this horizontal axis denotes the strength of the non-Hermitian parameters, and this vertical axis denotes the real part of the energy. So first, we assume that there is no non-Hermitian parameters. In this case, so that now, since we are considering the Hermitian Hamiltonian, so that we have real spectrums, and usually we don't have any degeneration of the spectrum. So we have this kind of behavior, and now we turn on the non-Hermitian parameters. Even in the presence of the non-Hermitian parameters, if the non-Hermitian parameter is a little bit small, so in this case, we don't have any degeneracy in the real part of the energy. So this implies that we can keep the reality of the energy. Then if we increase the non-Hermitian parameter, then we have a degeneracy in the real part of the energy, then we have a complex spectrum. So this implies that at least this parameter region, we can retain the reality of the spectrum. So we can say that non-Hermiticity does not necessarily imply the instabilities. By using symmetry, we can keep the reality of the energy. And we also know that so non-Hermiticity gives a new universality class. A well-known example is the so-called Hatano-Nelson model. This is nothing but a non-Hermitian version of one-dimensional Anderson model. They consider the one-dimensional tight body model and with on-site disorder potentials. Different from usual Anderson models, they also consider the asymmetric hopping. So the forward hopping and the backward hopping are different. So because of this asymmetric hopping, so the system has a non-Hermiticity. And as you know, in the presence of the disorder potential, one-dimensional model always shows the Anderson localization. However, they discovered that because of this term, system has a delocalized state. So this is because if the forward hopping is enough larger than the backward hopping, then we naturally have a forward flow. So we have a delocalization. So we can say that in contrast to the Hermitian case, non-Hermiticity makes it possible to delocalize the disordered one-dimensional systems. So this implies that we have a new universal class for the one-dimensional Anderson localization in the presence of the non-Hermiticity. So we can say that non-Hermiticity is not a problem in physics, but a fundamental component to explore the new phenomena and the universalities. So that's the reason why we consider the non-Hampshire Hamiltonians. And actually, several years ago, we discovered that non-Hampshire gives an interesting novel structure in the topological phases. So in this paper, I considered several models, but in this opportunity, I only explained this rather particular models. And so from the mathematical structure, we call this model as a SO3 to Ratinger model. But this is nothing but a non-Hampshire version of two-dimensional mirror topological insulators. So I don't explain the detail of this model, this part just corresponds to the Hamiltonian of the mirror topological insulators. And we also have on-site non-Hampshire potentials. And we consider this model in this paper. And here I show the spectrum of the systems. I consider a spectrum with the boundaries. And this is the bulk spectrum. And in addition to this bulk spectrum, we also have a edge model. And actually, we can show that this bulk topology number can be defined even in the presence of a non-Hampshire potential. And we can show that this model shows the topological non-trivial phase. And correspondingly, well, we have a surface state, edge state. However, there is some difference from the original helical edge model. Actually, here I close up over this part of the surface state. And usually, in the topological phases, we can have either the helical edge mode or chiral edge mode. But this surface state has a new structures. Actually, in usual helical state, we just have a band crossing point. But in this case, we have some extended degeneracy. And correspondingly, we have some imaginary part here. And from this region and other region, we conclude that we can have a non-Hampshire topological phases. And recently, more interesting discovery was done. And actually, it was discovered that non-Hampshire Hamiltonians enable similar unique gapless semi-metal phases, even the bulk state. And here I show the typical Dirac semi-metal phase in the Hamiltonian cases. And usually we have a Dirac point as the degeneracy point, a gapless point. However, in the presence of the non-Hamiltonicity, we have this kind of structures. So now the Dirac point become some extended gapless structures, and which we call the bulk Fermi arc. And we also have a degeneracy in the complex spectrum, which we call the exceptional point. So we can obtain this kind of behavior in the presence of the non-Hamiltonicity. And actually, by using the photonic crystal, we can confirm this kind of structure experimentally. And this is a spherical calculation with the bulk Fermi arc. And this is a corresponding experiment. This experiment nicely reproduces this kind of structures. And we also know that this kind of non-Hamiltonian gapless structure can be possible even in interacting Dirac semi-metal phase. And by using the retarded Green function, we can define the effective Hamiltonian of the systems. This is the usual effect of Hamiltonian. This is the ordinary Hamiltonian. But in the presence of interaction, we can have a self-energy part here. And if you consider the finite temperature, we can show that this part can have an imaginary part. So the effect of Hamiltonian now becomes a non-Hamiltonian. And here I show the corresponding spectral function given by effective Hamiltonians. And at the zero temperature, this system has a Dirac point here. However, if you consider the finite temperature, because this part becomes imaginary, so that we have a Fermi up here. So that we can have this kind of structure in the presence of an interaction and consider the finite temperatures. And well, recently we also have another interesting development. Actually, so that now the people people are now discussing about new functionality of the topological phases by using the non-Hermitian state. And that is a topological laser. And actually, we can consider the edge mode in the non-Hermitian topological phases as a laser mode. And actually, we have we already have a one-dimensional topological lasers, and in this case, so that this end state become laser mode, and we also have a two-dimensional topological laser. In this case, this edge state becomes the laser mode. And because of the non-Hermitian of the system, this edge mode has an imaginary part, and so that we have an enhancement of the amplitude, so that we can have a laser mode. So now I'd like to ask the following questions. So now we know that so that we can have interesting non-Hermitian topological phases. And the question is what distinguishes these non-Hermitian topological phases from the conventional Hermitian one? And actually the answer is the following. And actually we discovered that there is a two key different features. And first thing is a new fundamental symmetric class possible in the non-Hermitian systems. And the second one are the new gapless structures. Because of these two features, so that we can have interesting new features in the non-Hermitian topological phases. So now I'd like to explain the detail of these two features. First, I'd like to explain the fundamental symmetries. Actually, there are two key observations. So first one is a rather trivial one. And actually, in the case of the non-Hermitian Hamiltonian, we know that complex conjugation and the transpose are different. And because of the definition, Hermitian conjugate of the Hamiltonian is different from the original one in the non-Hermitian Hamiltonian. So by taking a transpose of these relations, so that we have this one. So the complex conjugation is different from the transpose. But we also have a second observation. A second observation is rather subtle part. And we usually consider the particle symmetry in the superconductor, the anti-Itali symmetry for the Hermitian Hamiltonians. However, it is not so for the non-Hermitian ones. So to see this property, let's consider the BDG Hamiltonian. And usually BDG Hamiltonian is written by the this number spin node. And this number spin node has an interesting property in this one. And actually, if you apply the tau x from the light, so the first and the second component are interchanged. So by using this relation, so that we have this one. So that now we can interchange the first and the second component, and we have a tau x here. And eventually we can exchange this low vector and Coulomb vectors. And because they are fermion, we have a minus sign here. And we eventually have these equations. So this implies that so that this part and this part should be the same. So this is nothing but a particle symmetry. And but you can find that so the transpose appears here. And in the case of the Hermitian Hamiltonian, we can replace this transpose to the complex conjugation so that we can consider the particle symmetry as the anti-Itali symmetry. However, it is not so for the non-Hermitian ones. So we have a different fundamental symmetry than the Hermitian case. So the, because of this property, our basic symmetry changes accordingly. In the case of the Hermitian systems, we have three basic Artland-Zrun-Baba symmetries. First one is the time reversal symmetry. This is anti-Itali symmetry. And particle symmetry, this is also anti-Itali symmetry. By combining them, we also have a chiral symmetry. And in some cases, we also have a sublattice symmetry. And for example, if you have a bipartite structures, then we have this kind of structures. For example, graphene have this kind of sublattice symmetries. And in the Hermitian cases, this sublattice symmetry is the same as the chiral symmetry. However, if you consider the non-Hermitian Hamiltonian, we have a different symmetries. Time reversal symmetry is the same, but as I mentioned before, now we have a transpose version of the particle symmetry. And by combining them, we have a chiral symmetry, but now we have a Hermitian conjugation here. And we have the same sublattice symmetries. So we have a different symmetries. And we can say that this part should be the non-Hermitian version of the Altranda-Trumbauer symmetries. But this is not the end of the story. Actually, we can also consider the Hermitian conjugation version of the non-Hermitian aided symmetry. And we can also have a sublattice symmetry, so we can also consider their combination with the sublattice symmetry. So as I mentioned before, as you know that in the Hermitian cases, we have a nice 10 symmetric classes, 10 Altranda-Trumbauer symmetric classes. But if you consider the non-Hermitian cases, this becomes a 38. Now we have a 10 aided symmetries, and we also have its Hermitian conjugation version. It also has a 10 symmetric classes. And by considering their combination with the sublattice symmetry, we have an additional 27 classes. And also we also found that there is a double counting in this classification. And so that if you subtract this double counting 9 classes, then we have a 38 classes. So now I'd like to explain the gap structures. So as you know, in the Hermitian cases, by using the Fermi energy, we can define the unique gap structures. Actually, if there is no overlap between the state and the Fermi energy, then we can say that the system has a gap. And we can say that this is empty state, since the energy is larger than the Fermi energy. And this is the occupied state, since the energy is less than this Fermi energy. So we have a unique gap. However, our situation can be different in the non-Hermitian case. In the non-Hermitian case, spectrum becomes complex, so it is necessary to consider the complex energy band. So usually we have this kind of spectrum distributions. And even in this case, by using the Fermi energy line, so that we can define the gap of the system. If there is no state overlap with this Fermi energy, then we can say that system has a gap. Actually, we can say that this is empty state, since the real part of the energy is greater than this Fermi energy, and this is occupied, since the real part of the energy is less than the Fermi energy. So we can introduce this kind of gap by using the Fermi energy line. And we can say that this is a real gap, since the real part of energy is, we use a real part of energy to define the gap. But we have a different definition of the gap. For example, we can consider this line as a Fermi energy line. Even in this case, we have a gap structure. But in this case, we can say that this is occupied since the imaginary part of the energy is less than Fermi energy. And this is empty since the imaginary part of the energy is greater than Fermi energy. So we can have an imaginary gap by using these definitions. So usually, we have a multiple definition of band gaps. But however, we can also introduce one more different gap structures by using the point track definition of the Fermi energy. In the previous slide, to define the gap, we introduced a line, Fermi energy line. However, we can also consider the Fermi energy point. Even in this case, we can say that this is gap because there is no overlap between the state and this reference point. And importantly, in this case, there is no distinction between the occupied and empty band, so that we can consider this kind of situations. Even in this situation, we can say that system has a gap, since there is no overlap between this state and the reference point. Importantly, this point gap structure describes new types of the topological phase transitions. For example, so that in this left figure, so that this state completely encircles this reference point. But in this space, so that this state does not enclose this reference point. So we can say that this is topological and this is non-topological. And actually, between them, we must have gap closing points, since so the two change this from this to change this to the this, so the some state should overlap with the reference point. Importantly, this point gap structure naturally discriminates non-Hermitian gapless phase from the conventional Dirac symmetric phase. Here I show again the non-Hermitian gapless point. We have an excision point at this end of the this Fermi energy line. Now consider spectrum on this circle. And typically we have this kind of structure. This reference point is placed on the excision point. In this case, we have this kind of structures. So we can say that this excision point has a topological non-trivial structures. This is very different from the usual Dirac point. In the Dirac point case, even we consider the spectrum encircles this Dirac point, we just have this one. So there is no topological point gap structures. So by using this structure, so we can distinguish non-Hermitian gapless phase from the ordinary gapless structures. So I explained that we have 38 classes, asymmetric classes, and we also have three different gap structures. And by using them, so that we perform the topological classification, and actually that we complete the classification of the gap rule and the gap rest on Hermitian topological phases. For example, here I show the topological table for the gap rule topological phases with the Artland Tsurumbauer symmetries. So we have correspond to the different kind of gaps, so that we have a different kind of topological number. And we can also have a gapless topological phases, table for the gapless topological phases with the AZ symmetry. And we also have a topological number. And for example, these numbers correspond to two-dimensional topological laser or the one-dimensional topological laser. And this number expands the bulk Fermi arc structures in photonic systems. And of course, we also have a topological table for the remaining 28 classes. Actually, the topological table nicely expands non-Hermitian topological phases. And our topological table also predicts the new topological structures. For example, in this paper, we construct a topological dumbbell structure with an excision point. And as far as I know, that this is the first discovered stable excision point in the three-dimensional systems. And we have a line-like bulk Fermi arc and ended at the excision point. And this one is explained by this topological number. And we can also discuss a symmetry predicted topological lasers. Actually, by using symmetry, we can show that in some model, a bulk mode only have a real spectrum. And in this case, we can show that only H mode has an imaginary path, so this implies only H state can lase. So that we can expect by using this model, so that we can expect a more efficient topological laser. And finally, I'd like to explain about topological table predicts a new boundary effect in the non-Hermitian systems. Here I show the conventional topological table for the Hermitian cases. And as you know, each topological number corresponds to the surface state. a surface over the boundary state. For example, this number corresponds to the chiral edge mode in the quantum Hall state. This is the mid-gap state in the SSH model. And here I show the corresponding table for the non-Hermitian versions. And actually, this part just reproduces this topological number. And correspondingly, we can have a topological result. And this implies that so our topological table predict or ensure the robustness of the topological edge mode given in the presence of the non-Hermitian state. And actually, this gives a basic of this kind of topological result. However, we also have a new kind of topological number. So our table also predicts the presence of the novel boundary mode. And actually, recently we discovered that this new boundary mode manifests in the so-called non-Hermitian skin effect. Actually, the skin effect has been known as extremely sensitivity to the boundary condition in the non-Hermitian systems. For example, one example is the Hutton-Nelson model without disorder. So this is just a model with asymmetric hopping. Here I show the typical spectrum of the system. This red curve corresponds to the spectrum in the open boundary condition, and this blue curve corresponds to the spectrum in the period boundary condition. As you can see, that the spectrum in the period boundary condition is completely different from that in the open boundary condition. And here I illustrate the eigenstate. So that in a period boundary condition, we know that we just have a usual Bloch type wave function, and we have an extended bulk mode. However, once we have a boundary of the system, all the state become the localized skin mode. So this is so-called the skin effect. And recently, we recognize that this effect can be explained by the topological mode given by this topological number. And similarly, our topological table predicts a new type of a skin effect, namely that we saw that we can obtain a symmetry predicted skin effect. And in this model, we consider this kind of a model. And this S implies Pauli matrices. And this Hamiltonian has a transpose version of the time reversal symmetry. Here I show the spectrum of the system, and this red curve is the spectrum in the open boundary condition, and this blue one is the spectrum in the period boundary condition. So as you can see, the spectrum they are very different, so that we can have a skin effect. However, once we break the time reversal symmetry, so the spectrum in the open boundary condition become this one. This is very similar to the spectrum in the period boundary condition. So that there is no skin effect once we break the time reversal symmetries. So we can say that time reversal symmetry is necessary for the skin effect. And actually, that we found that this skin mode forms the Kramers pair. So this means that once we break the time reversal symmetry, we have mixing between them, so the skin effect count. And correspondingly, we also found that they are protected by the G2 topological number. And finally, I showed some topological table for the table of the table of topological number for the point gap, which are not related to those for the line gaps. And actually, so the correspondingly, so that we expect that there must be some similar unknown symmetry protected skin effect in the arbitrary dimensions. So we consider that this each topological number should correspond to a new boundary effect. So let me summarize my talk. Non-Hermiticity refines the fundamental symmetry and the possible gaps. So we have 38 fundamental symmetry classes and 3 distinct gaps. And these refinements make it possible to obtain a new topological phases intrinsic to non-Hermitian systems. And actually, our theory predicts a non-Hermitian topological phenomena, like a topological dumbbell structure, or symmetry predicted topological laser, or symmetry predicted skin effect. That's all. Thank you very much for attention.
Thank you very much. So yes.
Can you explain again why you think that time reversal symmetry is necessary for the skin effect? So I think, for example, we worked out a generalization of the skin effect where you would have no breaking of reciprocity, and just, I mean, you have hermeticity, reciprocity, and time reversal symmetry, and two of the symmetries form the third. So you can get a skin effect with broken time reversal symmetry, assuming that you're preserving reciprocity and
actually, so that in this model, so that we can construct this kind of model by stacking Hattonet's model with the opposite reciprocity. So we found that in this case, the total system, there is no preferred directions, but so the each model had a preferred directions, and that's the reason why we have this kind of two different scheme mode. And but we found that if you preserve time reversal symmetry, there is no mixing between them. So that's the reason why we can keep this kind of scheme effect. So just so that this means that once we break the time reversal symmetry, this mode makes the scheme effect count.
Okay, so in the middle of the talk, actually, I think you had a slide which I think you suggested there's a connection between non-Hermitian Hamiltonian and the Green's function of interacting fermion system. Is that right? So the self-energy.
Oh, yes.
Somewhere in the talk, I forgot which slide it is. I'm just wondering how general can you make this connection, like the non-Hermitian Hamiltonian and the inverse of the Green's function, which actually has an imaginary part of the self-energy. How general is this the connection?
Yeah, actually, just we have an imaginary part, and so that we can have naturally have a. So this is a Hermitian Hamiltonian, and this is a non-interacting part of the Hamiltonian.
Sure.
And we also have an interaction,
yes.
And because of this term, we usually have a self-energy part.
Sure.
And this term becomes a imaginary, that's the reason this effect of Hamiltonian can be a non-Hermitian.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how general this connection is. I mean, between a non-Hermitian Hamiltonian and interacting fermion system. Can you make a general connection, or is it just a?
Actually, so in this case, we just define the effect of Hamiltonian by using this one. But we can also formulate by using the Green function itself, and also in this case, we can have this kind of structures. As you know, even in the presence of the interaction, we can use a Green function.
So I think basically for a single particle, you can do like that, for a single quasi-particle. But if you want to discuss structure like exceptional points or exceptional nodal rings, then I'm not sure whether this kind of approach can give you exceptional ring for real quasi-particles of the real system.
Well, I'm more interested in, for example, the interaction reduced classification of a top-load insulator. We know on the interaction, those classification of the tenfold wave actually can reduce to Z8 to Z16. But based on the table of the non-Hermitian classification, actually, I don't see any reduction at all. So maybe this connection is not very strong, I would say. Okay.
So naive experimentalist question. So in which case do you need to apply this non-Hermitian Hamiltonian? Can it be applied to any material or with interaction, or do you have to introduce some specific dissipation cases to
actually, at this moment, most of the experiment has been done the Hotonic system or the cold acting system. And but I expect that there must be this this kind of effect even in the real materials.
Real material. So you are proposing. But now
still we are looking for I don't have any definite conclusion.
Okay, thank you.
So any other questions or comments? No. So if not, so let's thank the speaker again.
So